What, the fan?
Yes.
Yeah, if you really feel like you need to.
Yes. I'm freezing my ass off.
You're always...
I'm wearing a sweater and have a blanket.
You're always cold, lady.
Yes.
So your default setting, and that, I mean, it makes sense being part lizard.
I'm not part lizard.
You are too part lizard.
I am not.
You are... You are legitimately cold at like 72 degrees inside of a room. It's like 72 and you're like, I'm cold, cold. That is the definition of like cold-blooded. If you're cold at room temperature, you're cold-blooded. What is cold?
Well, no, cold-blooded sounds like I'm just like an awful person.
Well, I mean, you are.
No.
Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, everybody. The show where Christine and I will bicker like a married couple because, well, we are one. It is the show where we talk about everything in entertainment, news, geek, and pop culture, sponsored by the great folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros do go to grow. And, LRMonline.com and TheGenreverse.com. Check those out, or not TheGenreverse.com, GenreVerse.com, sorry. LRM's YouTube channel, if you're watching us on there, thanks. Please hit the subscribe button, and if you're listening on your favorite podcast app, thank you so much for that as well. Give us a good follow. Leave some comments, reviews on whatever things like Apple help us out. I'm Kyle Malone, and I'm done with housekeeping. This is my wife, Christine.
Hi.
A lot to say.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you did it though. Good job.
Thanks.
And we had a rough night last night. Yeah. Our dog threw up, and I woke up to her, like, it sounded like she had like something caught in her throat, like a hair or something. So I didn't really worry too much. So I was like trying to wake up, you know, to help her out because I was in a dead sleep, just to check on her. And then I was like, you know, maybe it's something else, Kyle. Check on the dog, because she's on his side, and he said that she threw up, and it's like, oh, great, work. And then you had issues falling asleep.
Before that even happened. So.
It was extra rough for you, but yeah, it's just one of those things, having a pet. It's like they're...
Joy's a pet.
Yeah. Like, sometimes it's easier than children, but... You know, your kids don't just randomly throw up
and you got to
clean it up. Not ours.
Yeah.
You're like hairballs and stuff. Oh, and it's, cat getting on the counter, knocking something over. And it's like, I forgot that I left that out. And now it's everywhere on the floor.
There were horses everywhere. Speaking of scrubs, you had a scrubs moment.
Yeah, I was thinking of Bob Kelso just a few minutes ago when... he finds out that he's going to be chief of medicine. The whole smell you later, Betty, popped in my head. I'm like, why are you here in my head?
It's Friday, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us this week. We got four Daily Cup of Genre episodes out, which was really cool. Thanks, Christine, for being here in Manny's stead. Still not 100% certain on the total future of the makeup of the show. Christine is definitely going to be around to as often as she possibly can, whether that's as a third with Manny or whatever. We'll see, but
yeah, it could be a third wheel. It's fine.
There's something that I don't really care too much about, and I'll go ahead and preempt it with, guys, there's something about Indiana Jones out on the internet right now, and there's no way it's going to stay hidden. It is a pretty big plot leak via photos, it's going to be out in the general public regardless. You're not going to be able to avoid this one, but I'm giving you guys the warning. Christine and I will do our absolute best to make sure we do not mention it after this segment. So if you skip beyond the timestamp below of the Indiana Jones discussion, you should be fine. But like I said, this is pretty big deal. It's pretty divisive. And it's going to be hard to ignore this, but yeah. fair warning. Before we go to the story, Christine, you are not like a huge Indiana Jones, like you're not in the fandom, you're not in the community, but you are a fan of the movies.
Oh yeah,
I watch them even
the third one I would watch repeatedly, mm-hmm. and of course it's not the best out of the three,
but they did bring the Nazis back, so.
Yeah, but yeah, I watched them like a lot. I loved Indiana Jones.
Was that more your dad or your mom or both, or was it just you?
It was probably just me, because wow. I would watch stuff on repeat a lot. Like if I really liked it, it was kind of like music, and it was kind of just something I would go back to. And some people are like watch it and never watch it again. I'm someone who will beat the hell out of it. In my brain, and be okay with it for certain things.
How dare I look smaller than you? No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I never. Usually, I avoided, community stuff, because it's not really like I had much to say. It wasn't like I looked down on it or anything like that, or avoided, because I know there's going to be people all the time, no matter where you go, that say mean things. So it wasn't like I was trying to avoid that. It was just, I have nothing to contribute, so I'll be here by myself.
So with that, my take on Indy is just meh. Like, if it's on, I can watch it. I can watch Raiders anytime. Like, that, of course, being most people's favorite, but also being a really just a well-made film, a good movie overall. It's just not my type of movie. So you'll hear people like one of our former contributors, Seth, will always be like, Kyle hates Indy. I don't hate it. Nothing yet. So for me, getting into Indiana Jones Indiana Jones 5, I'm not. I have an idea of where they're going to go with this, but we'll see specifically. So, ladies and gentlemen, our big plot device isn't gods, although not Nazis are coming back. That's an old fashioned thing. So it's not deities or religious artifacts. It's not even aliens this time. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be stepping up, as I'm zooming in here for your guys' benefit as well as ours. We're going to be stepping into dangerous territory of time travel. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. There are lots of photos that are out here, including things with Roman soldiers and legions of troops doing combat, moving in boats, as you can see in the photos. These are also available from their original sources cited within our article on LRMonline.com. Christine, without even thinking about the story implications, just knowing that this is our fantastical element, time travel. Well, what's your take?
I don't like it. I didn't even like the fourth one. Their idea with it. So I didn't even watch it. Refused. This one, I'm not going to watch it either. It's not my thing. So I don't know what. Hope people like it, because I don't want them to put in all this hard work and it just be like absolute shit. Yeah. But it's not for me.
Yeah.
So
for Brian, he immediately was like, ah, no, because he thought about the implications of this. So if we consider all of the Indiana Jones movies canon, and Brian brought up a good question, this is our kitty cat, Sarah. Say hi, Sarah, Victoria. And Brian mentioned, that at one point the young Indiana Jones show was supposed to be canon, but he doesn't know if it is or now or not. But of course, that the four movies are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that in the fourth film or the fourth film, Crystal Skull, that Mutt is Indiana Jones's son, and Shia LaBeouf's character was, they were thinking and hoping he would carry it on, after successive things like Transformers and whatnot. But in the end, that didn't happen. So there's been rumors that this female character in the Indiana Jones 5 movie is potentially going to be related to him, or, you know, have a relationship with him, not romantic, but in a way that she can carry on the Indiana Jones name and legacy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if the time travel erases Mutt and gives him a daughter instead?
I don't know.
Well, Brian then took that and he's like, you know what? That in and of itself isn't necessarily the worst idea, rebooting the series. He said he would prefer a full reboot of the series than this. Do you think time travel is an attempt to hand this series off? Or do you think it's just going to encapsulate something? And regardless of what happens next, this in and of itself is a... Do you think it will be a good send-off for Ford?
I don't know, because I still don't like the time travel thing. I'm just kind of like, I don't quite know. So either way... I'm not a fan of either. Mm. So, it just, I don't know. I don't know why this is going on. I don't know why there needs to be a 5.
Because there's money to be made and nostalgia goggles are on. So why not?
Yeah, so I just... I'm not into it. Either way, I'm not.
Well, let me ask you that. Do you want to see? Do you want to see it? Move on from Ford. Move on in a new, whether it's this female character, a male character. Do you want an Indiana Jones as a franchise to continue on in any format? And if there was a streaming series on Disney Plus or movie, what would you like to see it move on to?
If it were to continue on, I would like to see someone else. That would be fine. I don't know how interested I would be. I'd have to see the trailer. Because I didn't like the trailer of 4, and I'm not liking what I see here. So I'm not going to say that it's just a terrible idea, because I don't know. It depends on who makes it. It could be interesting.
Would you rather it be a movie, or would you like to see a Disney Plus series? Like, take young Indiana Jones idea. Not necessarily that they have to be young.
I would still do movie. It feels like it should be. Just that. I don't know how they could do a series unless it was like really short.
They had that old TV Young Indiana Jones. So that's kind of corny and cheesy. It's in the time of like your Hercules and Xena and whatnot. But I agree. You wouldn't want like 20 episodes a season of that. You'd want 12 at most.
That's 30 minutes. Yeah, because I was like, that's even pushing it. But, I'm thinking like 5, 1 hour, and maybe done with it.
In that, you want 4 to 6 hours of maximum story time, whether you chop it into 30, 45, or 60-minute chunks. That's kind of what I was thinking as well.
Yeah.
So let us know what you guys think of it. There's no real idea on what the actual MacGuffin will be. You know, we had the Ark and the Grail and the Crystal Skull, and what was the other one? What am I missing? The Ark? What's in the temple? What was it in Temple of Doom? I don't remember.
I don't even remember. I only remember like
most people don't like Temple of Doom.
Yeah, I saw it a lot as a kid. Like I was a lot younger, but it was definitely the first two that I would watch a lot. So
one and three. What? Raiders and Last Crusade. That's what you said earlier.
The first two. The third was the one with the woman that was annoying.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, like the.
See, I don't.
Yeah. So. So yeah, it was just like one of those where it's like, I don't really I don't know. I think it was like a jewel or something.
Mm.
Some kind of gemstone. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been a while. It really has.
Regardless, I have a... Kathleen Kennedy is an ideologue. What that ideology, I'm not saying it's left or right, because honestly, it's kind of just her own thing, and it encompasses a lot of things that people will identify on the left. But that's only because of the way she uses things, because people with politically right-leaning things use the same methods. They just do it for different purposes, right? Mm-hmm. So regardless, she is an ideologue. She pushed the Force is female, not the Force is also female. The Force is female. Words matter the way you use them. Like, intent matters, and if you're not clear with your intent, you need to make it clear. No. Mm-hmm. She was very clear. The Force is female. I hate to tell you this, it's also female, because there are plenty of females that love Star Wars, but in and of itself, it is not. So,
mm-hmm.
That's why I put out, and it's just my theory, and I have that theory about Leia in the Obi-Wan Kenobi show, that she'll use some grand Force ability and either pass out, forget about it, or have Obi-Wan or someone, you know, block the memory, block it in her mind, because I think she cannot stand Luke Skywalker having that big moment in Mandalorian. She mm-hmm. can't stand Ford getting a big moment, and no one can stand that Fisher didn't get her big moment in Rise of Skywalker, like, which was originally planned. Han's movie, Luke's movie, her movie.
Mm-hmm.
However, given her other dealings in other projects, especially within Star Wars, there, Lucasfilm, you can clearly see that she, the Force is female. Indiana Jones adventures are female. Fuck, if she could do more stuff at Marvel, it would be fucking Iron Man is female. I'm not kidding. I really get that impression from her. And if that's not the way she, do you get that as a female? Do you not? Do you? I won't try to
put words in my mouth. Exactly. Yeah.
Do you feel that she has an agenda to put
some
females?
Yeah, some hostility.
Ahead?
A little bit of hostility. And the thing is, it's like there are some great projects where females lead, and you don't have to take away every male lead. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get that, you know, take away from males. It just seems kind of weird. Like, I'm about equality. So, you know, you can, if you want, with Indiana Jones, mm-hmm. have the next person, you know, be female. I'm not going to be bugged by it.
If done well,
most I don't care. It's the next person. You know, mm-hmm. it's whoever it is. It's fine.
I mean, I'll just you can keep talking.
Okay. But yeah, like just like the way that the whole Luke Skywalker in the latest trilogy, it just kind of pissed me off. I don't know. And I thought they could have done Ben better. Ben Solo.
Yeah, I hate him being...
I almost said Ben. Skywalker, and...
Because that would make
it would make
just,
sense.
Not just sense because of the EU, but what the fuck did Leia have to do with Ben? And that's what they're going to do.
Could have been Jason.
That's what they're going to connect it to.
Yeah.
Man. The Obi-Wan Kenobi show. And she's going to remember that forever and be like, that's why we named him Ben. I just cannot believe I just thought of that. Holy fuck. That's what they're fucking doing. They're gonna give us the reason to name Ben Solo Ben via Obi-Wan fucking Kenobi to a 9, 10, 11-year-old fucking Leia. Oh my God.
I don't know, but to me, I remember when we were in the theaters and, you know, Han shouted Ben and Kyle's like, ugh. And I look over and I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, because it's, you know, it cuts him deeper
what
than me.
What sense did it make? It did not even EU. Just she. Her first words to him are on a fucking hologram. I don't even know if they filmed a scene together. Obi-Wan and like Fisher and Guinness. She's like, long ago you served my father, so I'm coming to you for help. Yeah. Not, I fucking know you, love you so much, and you sacrificed so things for my dad or something, and my brother's name is Ben, so I'm going to name my son is no, but that's what's going to happen now. They're going to give her a fucking force ability and why she names Ben. Fuck!
To be fair, you know, you don't have to necessarily know someone well to name your kid after them. It's, you know, a hero, that's fine, true, but the problem is, true. It's like for those who have read the novels, they know the children that Han and Leia had together and the son that Luke and Mara Jade had. So it's just kind of weird, you know, it's just like, don't
they didn't
do
even
that.
Have to use Jason. They could have used any name in the world that could have been connected to Leia. Or Han.
Yeah.
Fucking call him Bail. Bail Solo. Kylo Ren's real name is Bail Solo. From Bail Organa, her you know, Alderaanian adoptive dad.
Mm-hmm.
And Han's last name, you know?
Yeah.
Ta-da! Look! Fucking Star Wars, Lucasfilm, fucking Terrio and Kennedy and Abrams and everyone involved. That makes fucking in canon fucking sense.
Mm. Yeah, so.
And on your point about females and how fucking ignorant Kennedy's ideology can make her, this is Jaina Solo, okay? In the EU, she was taking over as the lead of the series. She had been a major player for many, many years before the EU came to an end. She was about to get her own full-fledged trilogy, the Sword of the Jedi, and all of that came to a screeching halt because apparently the Force wasn't female. Yet it was. Christine mentioned Mara Jade, Leia, and Jaina, amongst a dozen other heroes I could start naming, and the villains, Yasan Isard and fucking Admiral Dalla, Tahiri Vila. I mean, Star Wars was already a very, very diverse and well-loved place, despite what some and a very, very small group of trolls will try to say, do, or defend by looking at the OT only or sometimes OT and PT only. But regardless, she didn't pay any fucking attention. They said screw the EU, who they can't cancel all of it, only to later on start harvesting more from it. So yeah, it's bullshit to see them harvest certain things and then just ignore both canon EU and film Disney new canon, however you want to word it. And just start trying to patch shit together. So yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, and to me it's like, I like how they have, like with The Mandalorian, you know, not everything is just full of, you know, Force users and shit. I'd like to see something with, what is her name? I didn't actually read the book, but you, like, made some recommendations. It's a pilot. What is her name? The daughter of why can't I think of his name?
What Wedge?
Wedge, yeah, Wedge and Tilly's mm-hmm. daughter. You know, like, because she didn't become an X-wing pilot. She could fly.
She was yeah, a pilot.
But she chose something else.
Yeah, she was running around with a commando group of Wraith Squadron, an offshoot of what her dad had done. But she mm-hmm. she had had a really big the opposite of General Abrams. over at Fort Stewart, the I'm not my daddy, I'm my own man. Look at me make a blackout FOB in Afghanistan, a fucking salute zone and PT belt zone. Oh my goodness, they mortared the base. I don't understand why. Yeah, fuck you, Abrams, you fucking bitch. She, on the other hand, went, I'm not my dad, watch me. and actually did shit.
That's what I wanted to see.
Ass.
Because like when you were talking about her, and I, you had recommended a book or two, and it's like I didn't get a chance to get into it. But you know, I don't know much about that story, so I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
So that would be fun.
She was not afraid to definitely drop that Antilles name.
Yeah.
And let people know. Guess what I just did? I called my daddy. She straight up says something very, very similar to that.
Yeah.
And here comes some X-Wings with Wedge and Toe, like, dude, you fucked up.
Yeah.
So
it would be nice to not just only focus on force users and stuff as well. I mean, I know they had the Solo movie, but I just didn't like it.
Trash.
So
could have been a cool, fun little Western sci-fi flick if they had taken Han Solo and just cheese grated everything about the character into fucking nothing.
Mm-hmm. There's other things that are in this world, this, you know, galaxy far, far away that, you know, you can explore. And I'd like to see that. So I'm fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get something like that. Because it's all, I don't want to keep seeing the same main players, you know? It's just like, I'm tired of this.
I agree. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and take a word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation. So guys, take it away.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. For all of your cultivation needs, Grow Generation has the right products, service and staff to make your grow successful. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
Yay! Thank you guys for sponsoring the episode. As usual, please do check them out. If you do purchase something, let them know. Leave some comments. Hey, heard about you on the Daily Cup of Genre or whatever podcast, LRM's website. And hopefully we can continue to grow, and that helps with you guys, you know, sharing, following, liking, subscribing, all that good stuff. Anywho, it is Friday, and I said last week we would be talking about some Scream stuff, and I absolutely intend to do that, because this week we also got our first Scream 5, and I'm calling it Scream 5 because to call a sequel to Scream 1, 2, 3, and 4 just Scream is fucking stupid.
Yes.
But we did get the Scream 5 trailer, and I've actually got it keyed up if you want to put on your headphones.
Oh, okay.
And even though we already watched it, we could kind of talk about it together as part of our Friday Fright. So if you are a kitty and you don't want to, and I don't mean kitty cat, I mean a under the age that you're supposed to watch rated R movies, make sure you have your parents' permission to keep fucking watching. So I always loved Scream from the first time that I saw it. First time I ever saw it was with my cousin Amber visiting California, hanging at Uncle Kevin's house. And it's just like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen since I saw Freddy Krueger a few years ago, you know, because I was young. But I've always really appreciated it. And yeah, man, this is something that I think has a lot of potential, but it feels very, very out of place, because here you're looking at a lot of new technology things, and you can see how they're trying to weave in modern tech with the classic. You know, do you want to play a game? Do you like scary movies? But it still feels very, very 90s. This,
yeah, it does.
It feels kind of odd, like they're making something wrong that they shouldn't, I'm interested in that aspect. What do you kind of think of them blending that classic opening with the modern tech?
I thought it was fun, except for the landline part. I was like, why do you have a landline? It's just kind of weird.
Maybe mom or dad works from home, like your mom.
Yeah, probably. But it was just kind of funny to see. I'm like, oh my God, that's a landline. just like the intro scene, it kind of had that feeling. And, you know, when you're afraid, you don't make the wisest choices. Her running up to the door and just immediately opening it, like, yeah, it was a dumb move, but accurate. You know, yeah. People do dumb stuff, and you see that all the time in horror movies. So I'm interested in seeing it. It looks really cool.
Like, that right there is such a 90s horror, a Gen X era horror movies, you know, not necessarily Gen X actors and actresses where you saw Courtney Cox, but Campbell and Arquette and stuff are in that range, and X and older millennials. This was, you know, this was our classic, our Freddy or our Michael. And to have that type of girl power moment in this without it feeling like a 2021 again made it feel kind of odd. David Arquette being in there, you know, hey, it's happening again. Nev Campbell, you know, I'm Sidney Prescott, of course. I've got a gun. All of that screams haha. That
hilarious.
That the team behind this cares about the franchise. How it's gonna actually land, I don't know. What do you think? How do you think this will be better than, like, you know, the last couple?
I didn't watch the last couple. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we got some watching to do then.
Yeah. I don't know why, because there's other horror movies as well. I mean, I've seen the first one. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen the second one. I'm trying to place it. But, yeah, I haven't watched all four. But, so, for me, you know, I like it. It looks interesting. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. I know one of the things that Brian had brought up, and I kind of didn't even think about it that way. Unlike the characters that I mentioned before Michael and Freddy and them, the Ghostface killer, part of each movie is who is the killer, because the mask is just, you know, that thing that ties them all together, and there's different relationships to people connected through the films as the series goes on. And what you said about the whole, like, realistic aspect of someone's reactions to it, that was kind of the whole point of the original Scream. No, the rules to surviving a horror movie, and this is why people die, and trying to recreate it, and it's something explored later on in our beloved Behind the Mask, the Rise of Leslie Vernon. I cannot get over how great that original film is. And while this, I am not singing its praises, because, like I said, it's weird feeling. It looks like Scream, and fuck, modern shit does not usually look or feel like the original stuff. So it's really
and then
weird.
A lot of times they end up, you know, fucking up the original, you know, work and trying to make it into something new. It just doesn't land. So I think this will be great. You know, usually I'm not the kind of person who wants, you know, a bunch of revivals of past films, just past projects. I'll just say that. But this, actually, I'm looking forward to.
I hope it's good. I really do. I hope it's good. And yeah, that's all I could say on that. Horror movies themselves are, They're a window into a lot of different psyches. Comedy being one of the key. Like, people don't realize the amount of comedy that comes from tragedy, right? Comedy is just tragedy plus time.
Yeah.
That's why the, you know, oh, too soon for a joke, that's why that exists is that other saying, or maybe it's vice versa. Regardless, the idea of trauma and finding comedy in that can work in reverse as well, where you take what you've turned it into comedy, where you've found that outlet for a funny bone, and you do things like Jordan Peele and the guy doing the Halloween and Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends movies. He's a funny guy. I can't remember his name right now. It's
I don't either. Sorry.
But anyways, they're going back to the dark place. You know, doing mm-hmm. it in reverse. And one of the best things out there, of course, we talked about last week, is when you can kind of put one foot in both and do comedy horror.
Yeah.
But the most classic horror elements out there that are supernatural ones, but you started getting this thing in the 70s and definitely throughout the 80s of slasher flicks. Like mm-hmm. slashers are a thing. That's real, right?
Yeah.
Someone with a knife does stab someone else in the world somewhere, like right now. Sad, but that's real, right?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Alien is great, but yeah, you're not gonna have a xenomorph, you know, come about. So yeah, with slashers, you know, it has that, like you just said, that realness to it. So to a lot of people, it can be scarier, you mm-hmm. know, that crazy person that you see while, you know, traveling. Or you know, rent a cabin, to stay the night and it turns out horribly for you. So it's like, yeah, it can be uneasy, you know, especially if you're in a place that's isolated and you can't run to get help, or, you know, you're just not fast enough. And you know, like, cause like this is happening in a neighborhood. But even then it's like, people can't help you in time because it's going to be too late.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that fear while you're watching it, you know, where it's like, you know, shit, that could happen to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So it becomes a really like easy access point to mm-hmm. the genre, and from a straight slasher flick with no supernatural elements like a Behind the Mask or Scream, you can then take them down someone that's new to the genre. You can genre. You can take them down into supernatural slashers, Freddy, Michael, Jason,
mm-hmm.
And then from there, now you've got, you know, demons and Raising Dead and all that. You could take someone anywhere. If they can get through the big three, you could take them anywhere, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I like slashers for that aspect. And I have a really, really interesting choice as a slasher film. I'll save it because it's a big surprise and going to come out of left field. But what I like about slashers, that realistic thing about it allows people to almost play Twister. So if you can take horror and comedy,
mm-hmm.
If you take the slasher element at its core, a murderer, people trying to figure out the murders to stop them, There's some other genres that can fit in there, but what is a slasher film that you would absolutely suggest that the audience must see in their lifetime? What is your recommendation?
Okay, because like for me, it is Cabin in the Woods, even though there is that non-realistic aspect of it. But I mean, I was looking through the list. I'm like, what is my favorite? And I'm like looking online. I'm like, you know what? That's the one I watch the most.
How is that a slasher movie?
They had it on the thing, and I was like, well, yeah, I guess, you know, it's got some elements to it that are like that. As far as, like, I mean, just the basic core of it, it would have...
Teenage stuff. I could see the argument.
Yeah, but not quite, and that's the thing. It's kind of hard because You know, that is one of my favorites, and it kind of teeters on that. Just going with something that's just pure, you know, with that genre, it would have to be Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
See, that's what I figured
that I would say
you would be picking, but
yeah,
mine also, like I said, it does kind of stretch that, and I was looking at it, I see where people could come from.
Yeah.
So I'm not 100% against Cabin in the Woods. Is an absolutely amazingly fun film. People that will watch it are like, oh, you just shit on Evil Dead, or you shit on this. No, motherfuckers, it is a love letter and a freaking wank off session to horror genre.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can kind of get that. Like I said, there's an element of stalking. There's the element of the teenagers and the rules, some of which are mentioned in Scream. So what if you took horror and action flick? Oh wait, they've already done that. Called Aliens, right?
Yeah.
Aliens was an action movie, but it still had the horror elements from Alien. So my recommendation for a slasher flick: Hot Fuzz.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Is that not a slasher flick? Town no. starts suffering from a spat of missing persons. Find out people are not just missing, they're fucking dying. Police officer that's kind of out of his element, a little bit of an outsider, has to help solve the murders. Turns out it's always someone you know. It's fucking half the goddamn town.
Yeah.
But it is a slasher movie through and through. There's masked people, people being stabbed. That is a slasher movie, is it not?
Yeah, that's a good one. it's that comedy horror as well, because it was so funny. Oh my god, like the scene when they're at the theater and they're doing the Leo DiCaprio Romeo and Juliet and the dance. Afterwards, you're like, oh god, that's so terrible. But so great. Yeah.
Or singing Loveful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was trash. Leo, you might have your Oscar finally, and you might have done a lot of really, really great movies, but you should still be bitch slapped regularly for Romeo and Juliet and Titanic.
No. It gets you where you need to go, because that's the thing.
Hey,
it's like you're trying.
Yeah,
you're trying to get, you know, your foot in the door.
He could have stuck with Tiger Beat for as long as possible, but no, he's like, I'm gonna go try to do something.
Yeah,
and he finally did. Aviator is great. Catch Me If You Can, a wonderfully fun movie. I'll watch Tom Hanks sit in a chair for an hour and talk about cardboard. Tom Hanks is one of my favorite actors, comedy genius in his own. But Shutter Island is great.
Yes.
Like what's his name? Candyland and Django Unchained, a very, very intense and entertaining performance. So yeah, bravo to him for getting out there. I would still require a yearly smacking for those two films.
Well, think about it this way, because I don't know why I drew a blank on his name, but Robert Pattinson, after the Twilight films, even like, you know, during interviews, like after one would be made, you know, he's subtly shitting on it.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I'm getting paid, okay?
Yeah, he, you know, it's that thing where you're trying to get in, you're picking up projects.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Sure, there's a lot of actors who have done like cringy commercials.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you're just trying
Robin
to get.
How I Met Your Mother. Right now.
Yeah. Oh god. So yeah, it's like you're trying to get in.
Oh, I'm not
begrudging
you.
Yeah.
I'm just
saying,
still smack.
No. Yeah, he'd beat the shit out of you.
There's choices I made that people should smack me for that got me to where I'm at. Because it's like, dude, you could have done that better. Yeah, probably could have. Go ahead. Anyways, there you guys go. Cabin in the Woods / Behind the Mask, Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Yeah,
absolutely great slasher movie. And then yeah, check out Hot Fuzz and approach it less from the body cop. don't share cups with your buddy. But the buddy cop angle of it, and take a look. There is straight up an action slasher flick there. So yeah
this is the list that I went on, and it's here. So it's not like I was looking and I hadn't prepped, and I was going through, and I'm like, because like favorites can be really hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, where? See right here, number 14.
Yeah,
Cabin in the Woods.
Like I said, there's elements of it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And
there again,
are
it's
slasher
comedy horror, and I love comedy horror.
And there are slasher creatures that they could have summoned. I mean, the redneck zombie family is a type of slasher trope in the way that they constantly move towards you. They have intelligence enough to use weapons and things like that. So yeah, I get it. It's just it really wasn't.
It started out that way, and then it shifted.
Yeah.
So,
with that being said, guys, I brought up our website, LRMonline.com, and of course, genreverse.com. We'll bring you here for right now. We're working on our landing pages, working on new distro, not putting out dates, just letting you guys know that we are indeed working on them. So check out the websites, bookmark them all that good stuff. Check out our YouTube channel, lots of great celebrity interviews, a lot of things from the website come from our YouTube channel and the interviews. And please hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, so that way you know whenever we're putting stuff up. And of course, we have all of the podcasts wherever you get them. Daily Cup of Genre, Breaking Geek Radio, The Cantina, Marvel Multiverse Mayhem, and of course, Animeversal Reviews. And there's other things that pop up as well. Most of those are in video formats right here on the YouTube channels. So yeah, please. To do all that social media information for us down below. Christine, anything else you want to say?
I wanted to say something. Can you pull up the website again?
Sure. Hold on. There we go. Yeah,
go up where it had Indiana Jones. I loved Cam's photo right there, like where it's kind of like, you know, where it's like spoilers, like
go in there,
yeah.
do I dare to taste the spoilers?
Yeah, that was like my first thought when I saw it. I'm like, damn, that's a good picture picked out, awesome. I loved it. I just wanted to say that.
So yeah. There you guys go. Those spoilers for those of you guys that missed them. It's in Indiana Jones is Mephisto. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Oh wait, I gotta put the video up.